The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 346. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero. Carlos, oh, he's muted. I don't know what his saying is. I don't know what his intro is, but whatever. It's Carlos' intro.
You know what his intro is? Is he copies everybody else's intro.
Yeah. Intro, son. Yeah, right. We also have Mr. Brett Murdoch.
Hey.
Brian Manjoma.
Dear BBC Sports, not every giant robot is a fucking transformer.
And
I'm glad you put Brian after me. That's a much better change than it used to be.
Yeah, no, Brian's always, he goes last. The only time he doesn't go last is when we have a guest, which we do tonight. Ooh. Introducing once
Who's
again.
Who's the guest?
We were one of the founders of Throwdown, man. If it wasn't for this guy, we'd not have a show. And a guy.
Is it him?
Yeah. No, it's not him. Not him.
are there two of these guys or only one?
Well, there's three, but, you know, the other guy, we don't talk about him. And this guest, also very vehement about Gundams and Transformers, man. You don't mix them up to this guy. He'll cut you. Mr. Riku Sun 1, the only one.
What's up, people? What's up? If you ain't know, now you know now.
Riku, don't do it. Don't do it, man. Oh, man.
That's like saying Candyman three times in the mirror.
No, I don't.
That's one, Manny.
That's one.
No, no. Well, there is no mirror. I don't got no mirrors in here, so we're good. We're good.
Anyway, Riku, you're already getting love in the chat, bro.
Hey, what's up, people? What's up? How you going?
You already know, man. Riku, thanks for being on, man. Hope you've been well during all this craziness that's going on in the world.
Yeah, I've been out here, man.
You mean you've been watching anime?
Well, there's Carlos.
Who's that?
Oh, now you want to talk, man. What's up, Carlos?
Yo, man. He didn't have somebody's intro to rip off this time.
No, it's the outros that he. But to be fair, it's the outros that he rips off. You know,
it is the outros.
Yeah, not the intros.
Just a little bit of context. I'm dead ass freaking tired.
Uh oh.
I just built a desk, and I'm yo man. The setup is looking better every day. I showed the guys a picture.
Yeah,
last
man.
Night. Looking good, son.
Looking clean. You know,
man,
I think we may see some of it on Throwdown, you know.
Sunday.
Nice. Can have a whole stack of Bebop-O-Roo. That's all we got for you. Oh, man. All right.
It's
going
to be similar, but not too drastic, but a little bit different.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good, man. Anyway, a couple of things before we start. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Danny Pena. I was on the latest episode of Gamertag Radio, and literally we did the entire episode on the history of Streets of Rage. We just talked about Streets of Rage. This was the 30th anniversary of the franchise, and we just talked about the games.
And you didn't call up Chris and me?
Yeah, well, he called me up, you know, so you know, that's how it is.
No, we ain't got that superstar power. Check marks.
I'm not a check mark. Actually, I'm a check mark, but I'm a superstar, though. You know, but yeah, it was just me and him. No, nobody else. It was, you know, just us two just talking good about stuff. The games. Yeah, because as you'll see tonight, nothing happened this week. So he was like, yo, let's just do some positive. So we did Streets of Rage, specifically Streets of Rage 1, 2, and 4. We kind of, you know, glossed over 3 for specific reasons, you know.
Yeah.
That game, not that good.
It was a nice. I appreciate them trying to try something.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
You know, but it also that trying something also caused the franchise to go defunct for years.
I said this during that podcast, and I believe because we talked about Streets of Rage on the ARG podcast a while ago.
Yes, we did. Around the time when Streets of Rage 4 came out.
Yeah. And I remember saying that I am glad that we didn't get Streets of Rage 4 when we were originally supposed to get it, because Streets of Rage 4 was supposed to be like a 3D beat-em-up game. It looked terrible. But now, since so much time has happened, people like 2D games again. Remember, there was a point in time where nobody mm-hmm. would make 2D games. It was all 3D. Every franchise that you saw, like the Sonic franchise, got into 3D to disastrous results. Right, that would have happened in Streets of Rage. So I'm so glad that it was made at a time where people want the 2D back. You know, that's why we finally got a good Sonic game again with Sonic Mania. You know, so we talked about that, and it was good stuff. And also,
but you notice that it's not even the big developers that are doing it. It's the fans of the original games, because apparently the guys who made these things forgot how to make these games.
Yeah, no, isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
you know. Also, Manny, I want to thank you for helping me with my first Bright Live session, which was really cool. You know, I talked.
It's too bad we didn't get to talk about that more.
Yeah. However, you know, there's second chances. I've already set up my second Bright Live session, so when that's up, we will be promoting it heavily on here. If you guys are interested, so basically what I'm going to be doing is giving lectures along with some guests talking about the gaming, you know, gaming journalism specifically. The first one that I did was just the introduction, you know, how to get your foot in the door and some of the practices you want to do. The next one's going to be all about pitching. So that's going to be mm-hmm. very interesting. And I'm obviously going to cover like YouTube journalism as well, because journalism isn't just writing anymore. There's a lot of other venues out there. So it'll be good.
And I remember you talking about Twitter etiquette.
Yeah, Twitter etiquette. I'm going to be talking about that as well. Very important. You know,
I'd like to be on that one.
Yes. Yeah. I'll bring you on, you know, for sure. Because there's some other topics you definitely have your expertise on. One thing I liked about Bright, and I wish Twitch will eventually do this, but I don't know how they're going to do it. I like the fact I could just pull in like a viewer and just talk to them mm-hmm. directly. I'm like, because right now with you guys in here, I could type with you. And, like, it's a one-way street. Like, you could type to me and I could talk to you, but it would be cool if I could just bring one of you guys in for a couple seconds and then put you right back, you know? It's mm-hmm. a really cool yeah. system, you know. So,
we would have to, you know, invite somebody, kind of like what we do to get, you know, to get folks yeah. like Riku and other people on the show. We'd have to do it that way. But yeah, it was a really crazy. Cool system.
There is another way, which I wouldn't want to do without screening, because fucking David Jaffe, he does calls, he takes calls. Mm-hmm. I would not do anything like that unless they're screened first, because some crazy people could get on, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the people that come on Jaffe's show, you know?
He sort of vets whoever he puts on there. But yeah, sometimes you'll get just like anything, if you have viewer call, you'll get some people that ask really good questions, then you know people are asking really dumb ass questions. It's just is what it is.
Yeah. Blitz, yeah. Twitter Spaces does that, where you can just bring people in and out. But I'm just talking about for Throwdown. We're not going to, you know, Throwdown wouldn't work on Twitter Spaces, you know?
No.
So, yeah, but that's the same basic idea, you know? Mm-hmm. So, with that, again, not a lot happened, but thankfully, we do have a big chunk of financials for you. Thankfully, Sony and Nintendo released their financials, so I'm going to hand it over to Chris, and he's going to break down some of these numbers. I'm very curious about some of this stuff. So, Chris, I don't know if you got your charts or whatever set up, but yeah, go ahead, man. What can you tell us? Let's start with Sony first. Let's start with Sony. What's going on with Sony?
Yeah, so I'll share my screen here.
Let's do this.
For quarterlies, I usually don't make
charts. Yeah.
Charts. Yeah.
Okay.
I just use what they have.
Works for me. But you always said that Sony always has nice clean presentations.
Yeah.
Here,
so yeah, this is the actual presentation that they gave at their call. This is the slides they made. So I have all the reports up. This is the detailed report, and then you have the supplemental. So I try to look at all of them, but I only looked at this today. So I'll just give you the short version. So year over year for Q1, their sales have gone up, so I think they attributed that to digital sales and software and stuff, because I'll show you real fast there, even though I'm jumping a little ahead, they said that they're no longer selling the
the high-end PS5 with the disc drive at a loss. They're selling, the digital one is still selling at a loss. Their sales have declined over each quarter.
Interesting.
Since they've been selling. So right here, if you look at the unit sales of key products and you look at PS5, so in Q3 last year, obviously the PS5 launched. In that quarter, 4.5 million units sold. Then Q4 was 3.3. And then you get to Q1, which is the report we're looking at now, and it's at 2.3. So, you know, you can attribute that not 100% to any, like, lack of interest and stuff. It's just lack of hardware in the market. Like, whatever Sony had put out, they put out as much as possible into the market for the first two quarters, and now there's just a lack of supply, so that obviously the numbers decline. And you're going to see that across the board later when I talk about Nintendo. They're having the same issue. Like, that's just in general. The semiconductor shortage hasn't ended. It's actually pretty bad across the board, and we've talked about this before. It affects all sorts of markets, not just video games. Computers, any type of hardware, anything that uses a circuit board is affected. Automobiles, you know? You have a hard time finding new cars because of this. And actually, the price of used cars has gone up because of that. So this is a problem for everyone. So those sales have declined. But even with that, their overall net sales has gone up for this quarter, which is pretty impressive, you know. And here's the thing. So they're also – there's two things – In each segment that is counted. So there's sales to consumers, which is us, right? And then because Sony's such a big company, they have something called inter-segment sales, where one segment will sell product to another segment. So with game and network services, they actually have income from the electronic products and solutions segment. So any innovations they make and develop in there, they can actually sell to another segment, and that counts as income in this report. So that's part of this number.
Interesting.
And it's just like usually it's the electronic products and solutions that has inter-segment income from other parts. Like Sony Pictures would buy their, if they put together anything, they'd buy boards for video and audio processing from EPS, and that would count as income, right? But that they have to include that as income. You can't just give one part of your segment stuff for free from another part, you know, because you have taxes and all this stuff. So they actually sell it to each other. So Game and Network Services actually had a substantial inter-segment sale. You can see here last year it was about, 7 billion yen. And then it's almost doubled this year. And this might be some of the 3D audio stuff and whatnot being sold to other segments. So that's pretty impressive. But their customer sales, you can see, slightly increased year over year. So they're doing pretty well. Even with the hardware dropping in sales, their software is still doing well. Now, I know Tony had mentioned that... They're losing subs.
Yeah, and PS Plus, like, subscriptions went down, I believe.
Yeah, so yeah. That, I mean, I don't have the discussion on that. I tried to look through the reports to see if there was an explanation for it, and I didn't find one right off the bat. So I'm just going to make a guess that last year everybody was locked down. Everybody. So people were, indulging more in streaming and video games and whatnot because they're in their house more. So probably all sorts of subscriptions went up, you know, for, Netflix, Hulu, whatever, including video game subscriptions. And so people indulge in online gaming, online entertainment and whatnot. So this year when things start opening back up and people go out and stuff, they probably let their subscriptions lapse. And so you'd have a dip in subscriptions, I'm sure. Not only Sony, but, you know, Microsoft and the streaming guys, too. Like, people would try out Netflix or try out Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, whatever. And then they go, okay, I don't need this thing. You know, I watched everything I wanted to see. I played everything I wanted to play. I'm going to let this lapse. So that may have accounted for it. But that didn't hurt their sales number, though, which is interesting.
I just want to jump in with this real quick. What you just said, and you said that's just your guess, right?
Yeah.
That is literally what Sony said happened.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they literally said because everybody was out, you know, everybody was in last year, their subscriptions went up, but now that they're going back out, they dropped down. I just want to know if there was maybe an alternative to that. But I guess, yeah, it sounds right. I guess that's exactly what happened. You know, now that things picked back up again, they just let the things lapse. So, yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, literally, that's what Sony said.
Whoa,
that's
where did you I totally was looking for an explanation.
Yeah, they don't say, I don't know if they say it, but that was the headline. It's like Sony blames the pandemic on subscriptions. Going down.
Okay. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That was. I was just making a guess from this. But you know, overall, it's like as I always say when I do these reports, I always say like the strongest part of Sony is PlayStation, right? That proves out. If you look at these numbers and if you look at the short sales segment here, and you could just look at the top line for each segment: music, pictures, electronic products and solutions, imaging, even financial, whatever. It's always PlayStation that brings the biggest revenue into the company. Their electronic products and solutions actually got bigger. I think it absorbed some other segment. I didn't read the details. It's just they have they basically have they have all other here. But they used to have something else, like corporate eliminations and something else. They merged that into EPS. That's why their sales have jumped up significantly. And they have to explain that in the report. They can't just say, hey, we had this 214.9% jump in sales in electronic products. It's like, wait, you sell TVs? What happened? No, they just ate another part of the company. So that they now merged those numbers together. But of course, Sony... with PlayStation is the biggest revenue generator in there. That I didn't see anything else, you know, interesting. In
Like they didn't have anything about like individual games, or did they?
Yeah. So I just with sales, like, so their positives was increased sales of hardware and peripherals. Impact of foreign exchange rates, though I don't account for that too much because you have to go into ordinary income and that stuff to account for exchange rates, but they count it as a positive, which it is in terms of when you boil down all their revenue into like what did they actually make, what was their actual profit, you have to account for that. So since the dollar's weaker, that you know they make more money. They said a negative was decreased sales in non-first party titles, including add-on content. So I'm guessing just sales in the PlayStation Store for just third-party titles are not as strong as they expected. But they didn't change their forecast, though, even with that. I was surprised because I looked at their forecast and they said that we're not changing it. They only have one line. They said our forecast remains the same. So they're not... either they're accounting that by holiday the sales will go back up. That's the only thing I could figure because they didn't change it. They had that line again for operating income. They said deterioration for operating results of for hardware, and it says loss resulting from strategic price points for PlayStation 5 hardware that was set lower than manufacturing cost, and decrease in unit sales of PS4 hardware. So that was a big one here. That was a big drop, and I'll show you here. So Q4 last year, which was the first part of this year, PS4 sold 1 million units, and Q1, which is the 3 months since March, so April, May, and June, only sold 500,000 units.
Oh, wow.
So it dropped by 50%. So PS4 sales are just, you know, really plummeting. And that's even with the shortage of PS5. People want the next gen stuff. So there's PS4 interest is declining rapidly. I'm going to assume this number, they'll probably, I wouldn't assume this year they'll stop manufacturing PS4s, but this number is not going up. Like this is just the sign that people want the next gen, and this is now their value system. And you're going to see numbers dropping, you know, probably by the end of the year to by 100, 150,000 units. And that mostly is like for value gifts and stuff. It's not going to be from gamers who want to get in on PS4. That's that ship has sailed.
Yeah, that's done. I'm looking at this now. Look at the numbers, right? Go ahead, Brad. I hear you over there.
What's up? Yeah, crickets gave me away. I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, we're a year into it. I'm curious whether with the continued shortages, is that 2-year mark where they start to promote exclusivity going to happen before we actually get the PS5s into the wild in mass?
Well, I mean, PS5 is already supposed to be in the wild in mass. It's just because of the shortages that you're not getting moving the hardware that they want to.
Yeah, yeah. That's my question, though. Do you think they're going to be able to sort out their hardware supply issues before they start promoting exclusive games? Or do you think they would even hold back on that kind of thing?
I don't see them holding back on exclusive software, if that's what you mean. I think at most, what we would see is them cutting off PS4 production earlier than most, than any other PlayStation they've made. PS2, they manufactured, 10, 11 years into the life of PS3. And PS3, they manufactured well into the life of PS4. This may be the system, PS4 may be the system they cut loose early. And it may be not for the reason of sales are dropping. It's probably for the shortages, probably to free up hardware to just don't press any more boards for PS4. We need PS5s in the market, and you need the material, right? So just fab more PS5s. So that may be a reason to cut it short early. I can't make a prediction when they do that. I would say if they did it this year, I would be like, wow, that's. Then you know shit is serious. If by the end of this year Jim Ryan says we're cutting off PS4, then you know the shortages is still an issue. Absolutely.
Wow.
If he doesn't announce it, then there's enough supply that they can keep both going. I would say 2022 would be a safe bet where the PS4 is done, completely discontinued. If they cut it off this year, that means supply shortage is still a major issue. And as far as I know, I mean, if you look at the automobile segment, Jeep was laying off people because they didn't have enough work for them to fit boards into Wranglers and stuff. They're still just they can't get boards, so this is still a big problem. So that may affect hardware, but in terms of exclusive software, that software is still churning out, and they still want people engaged in the hardware that's in the market and the hardware they will have in the market by holiday. So there's no way they're going to delay anything because the hardware is lagging. They'll just keep pushing it.
Yeah.
And that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, Deathloop just went golden. I believe that's a PS5 exclusive. Like, it's not on PS4, right? So, yeah, that's still happening.
Yeah. Here's the... I said their forecast remain unchanged. There's the summary right there. They're not changing their forecast. They're forecasting they'll make, approximately 300 million yen, or was that 80 million more this year than last year. So we'll see there. And that all has to be banking off software.
Yeah. That's wild, man. The thing that like surprised me most was the PS4 just plummeting, but it makes sense. If there's a chip shortage, they're like, yo, just stop manufacturing these things, and you see it right there. People just don't care for the system anymore. They want the PS5.
Who doesn't have a PS4 at this point? Like, Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, I guess the same people who don't have a GTA 5, right?
I don't have GTA 5. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, shit. You'll never have it.
Yeah. No, we have to balance out the universe, so each of us should buy Manny a copy, and then he'll have as many as us.
You'll at least need to buy one for every single generation of console that it missed out on. So that would be on PS3,
PS4, and PS5.
Yes.
Oh, and PC.
And PC.
Oh, and a PC.
And my PC. I'll gift it to you, man. Steam.
Then you play it on your Steam Deck.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, Chris, what am I looking at here? Is that it for Sony? I believe that's it. Right?
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, I'm not going to embellish too much because I saved that for the fiscal year.
Yes.
Where I start ripping on Sony Pictures. I could rip on it now and say that they're reporting a loss. What a surprise, right?
Yeah, like, we'll whip them later, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here's something fun that I noticed there. You notice on the TV section when the PlayStation 4 PlayStation 5 started going up, the TV started going up. People were investing in new televisions. See that?
At least for the third quarter, yeah, and then yeah, fourth the third quarter dropped off.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Sony, yo, make it LG, man. CX, you know?
I don't know. I mean, was there televisions any good? Well, the Sony ones? 4K televisions? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, Chris, let's get to Nintendo.
Okay. So
very interesting report with Nintendo. Hey, Chris, you always said that Nintendo's kind of the easiest one because that's all they do. It's just games. They don't do nothing else.
Yeah. So I mean, Sony has the best reports because they break out this stuff very easily. So I can find PlayStation very easily. It's very robust and it's nice to compare their segments, right? Yeah. But Nintendo's the easiest because all they care about is reporting on is the game market, right? And then they have hotels and stuff in Japan, but that's the only place they have that stuff. And that's always separated out. All this stuff is just Switch and the software, right? And that's all they talk about. And so that's all you have to worry about. But with that, their net sales are down from last year.
Uh-oh, trouble in paradise.
Yeah, so this is the summary on the consolidated financials. You can see it's down 9.9% for net sales. Their operating profit down 17.3%. And I'll just go to their summary here. So They talk up the downside. They said sales were started strong for the first quarter. Sales of new Pokemon Snap, Miitopia, Mario Golf Super Rush. Okay. They said Mario Kart 8 is still selling strong. I don't understand that. But
Nintendo fans.
Yeah. I mean, shit. Look at it. It's the best-selling game on the system. 37.08 million units. I think that's the top game.
Yeah, it has to be even over Breath of the Wild, Ben. That's wild.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Over that,
that's wild.
Even Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing blew up last year. Animal Crossing made their financials last year. I'm not joking. 33.89 million units. That game came out last year. But shit, you know, Mario Kart, man. People want their Mario Kart. So they said, as a result of the software, so for this quarter, hardware sales totaled 4.45 million units. Total software sales was 45.29. Hardware and software were substantially driven by Animal Crossing Mobile. Okay. So with that, I had to get to this sentence. It says, so compared to then, hardware sales were down 21.7% and software sales were down 10.2% year over year. So that's a substantial decline. And you know, this is all their eggs are in the Switch basket. So with sales down that hard, this explanation does not match like this upbeat report, right? Everything in here is like, oh, you know, this is, you know, new Pokemon Snap, 2 million. This Miitopia broke 1 million. Mario Golf broke 1 million. All this, like, million, million, million. And then it's like, well, hardware sales are down 21.7%. And their software sales are down. So I'm like, wait a minute. You just said you have all these positive numbers. So
yeah,
how's
some
it
ain't jiving here. What's going on, Nintendo?
Right. So I'll have to dig deeper into this. But their whole numbers, their net sales and their total profit is down this quarter, right? And I think it's the first time I've seen it drop since the Switch came out.
Yeah,
so this quarter,
not only that,
is the first,
Chris, but the amount it dropped by, man. 21%? Yes. That is a lot for a quarter, you know?
Yes. Yes, that's huge. So, you know, and you know, I could say also it's like, yes, everybody has supply shortages, and they do too. So with hardware and peripherals and all this stuff, they're harder to get. But at the same time, I can't account for this this huge drop to be just because of semiconductor shortages. I don't see that. And I'm just going to give anecdotal evidence because I have to go shopping for my daughter all over the place. There are switches out there. I mean, I've seen them, even special edition ones. Like, they're there in Target, Walmart. I've been to a few stores and they have systems. So I was thinking when I read this, like, oh, it's probably just shortages, but it's not. It's not that, because they're available. Unlike, where PS5 and Series X, like, you can't find them anywhere unless you're going to pay a scalper a grand. That's not the case with this. So, something else is going on. And while I can't determine it from this report, because they're not giving me enough information to say anything and not enough time has passed, I'll tell you what, if the next quarter comes out and their hardware sales are still down or further down, that's a problem, because then they're trending downward. And if it's trending downward, then if they're having a decline, that means that interest in the system is waning, and that's probably because the software is not as strong and not pushing hardware as much as they want it to. As much as they're saying that their numbers are upbeat, those are from existing systems. That's not pushing sales.
No, you're right about that. And this is just me. Now, I might be speculating here, but this is just my question. Do you think the fact that we have, like, new consoles in the market, people are like, fuck the Switch, I'm going to get one of those instead, even if they are harder to get?
Yeah, you know? It's possible. Like, with that, it's like, yeah, people tend to gravitate towards where they're friends are and multiplayer experiences and whatnot. And Nintendo has a few of those, but not nearly what Sony and Microsoft offer, right? They can't compete with that. And then, there's the other issue of, like, compelling titles. Like, we know what Microsoft has coming out, and there's some for everyone there. And we know what Sony has coming out. With Nintendo, this is another year, and I commented on this before, where they're banking on Pokemon for their holiday. The second year in a row. And this is not a mainline Pokemon. You have a remake and then a spin-off game as your holiday titles. That's a tough sell. And the vibe for the remake is not good. The early impressions were not good. And from Pokemon fans, I was hearing that they didn't like the look of it. So... That's not good for investment. You're going to get the hardcore people buying that game, but that game might not sell nearly as well as Sword and Shield or anything. And I already said I don't expect Zelda till next year. Zelda may make the end of the fiscal year, but by days, right? Just like Breath of the Wild, release mid-March, right? If they're lucky, or close enough that it's just a few days out from the 31st of March. But it ain't coming out for holiday, and there's no date on Zelda at all. So there's no date, and there's nothing really to look forward to. And maybe people, now who are coming in who want to Switch, it's like, I'll buy it when that comes out, or I'll buy it when, there's something for me. If you're not an Animal Crossing fan and you don't have a Switch, why are you buying one right now? So this could have something to do with it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never seen too many sites reporting that. They're just going, oh my God, it's still 89 million, 89 million, 89 million. It's like, yeah, but they're losing. That's a lot. That's a big chunk right there,
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, you have to look at trends. Like, I know there's a lot of publications, too, that want to, they always put a positive spin on Nintendo. Nintendo will get all the forgiveness in the world. But you have to look at this. If this, and I'm not saying that, like, worry now, but if this continues, like, I'm going to look at this next time we do financials. And if the hardware sales are still down, then that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Right? One quarter is not, it could be an anomaly, it could be a dip, and then next quarter. But what do they have coming out between now and September 30th? And then by October, I do this financials again for this quarter. What did they, what came out this summer?
I don't for even Nintendo, know. I don't
right?
Even not, know. Yeah,
right. So, That's the thing. Again, you know, software pushes hardware. We've all said this. Manny said this, whatever. If you don't have a reason to buy this, you know, and summer's dry for everyone. But if they already had a slump to come out of the first quarter, then the second quarter is not going to impress either. So I'd be very curious when they put out the second quarter numbers and I look at them, if hardware sales are still dropping, that's not good going into the third quarter, which is the holiday. And the holiday, like I said, it looks pretty weak. It looks pretty weak with just two Pokemon games, a remake and a spinoff. I don't know. That might not be strong enough to help them.
Yeah. Man, that OLED, I don't think that's going to help.
I don't see how. The only benefit is you get better handheld. It's not that you don't get better performance, nothing. And the OLED screen cuts their manufacturing costs, but yet they charge $50 more for it.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Trying to make a heavy profit off of it. I do find it funny that the Switch Lite was supposed to exist primarily for the handheld side of the Switch, and then everyone was like, okay, that means the next one is going to be dedicated for it being in docked, right? No.
It's true.
Yeah, no, I've always said that Nintendo like goes out of their way to service the handheld people, but they don't do shit for the dock people. Nothing.
They took their time to combine their home console and their handheld market together with the Switch, but it's like they're really only taking care of the handheld their handheld demographic.
Yeah.
They're pretending their console fans don't exist, which those, you know, prior to them combining together, they were very different fan bases. I was someone who was mostly a handheld Nintendo guy. I haven't owned a Nintendo home console since the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, same here.
I haven't owned any of them. I wanted a GameCube. I got a PS2, you know? And my brother's got a Wii, so that ended up at my fucking house. But I didn't have a Wii U. You know, I didn't have a Nintendo 64. So the Switch... if you held a gun up to Nintendo's head and said, which one is the Switch? Is it a handheld or home console? You can only choose one. They're going to tell you that motherfucker's a handheld.
Here's the funny thing. Nintendo themselves actually call it a console.
Yeah. Bullshit. I don't believe it.
Yeah, go to their page, Nintendo.com. It literally says that.
Hey, you know? Actions speak louder than words. You can say it's a duck can say it's a dragon all night long, but it's quacking. Yeah.
Mighty Nerd, we're talking about all territories right here. We don't throw down doesn't do that bullshit. Like, well, we're gonna do American sales. No, we cover the whole world, bro.
Yeah, we cover everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this number I'm looking at, this is consolidated. Yeah, so this is everything. Yeah. Yeah. I could go by market if you want, but it's gonna be the same. This everything is down.
We don't do select markets. We don't give a fuck about that. We do everything. Yeah.
So I found this interesting, too. And I noticed that Nintendo's been running more sales lately. You know, remember before you go in the eShop, nothing is ever on sale. Barely anything. Mostly third parties and, like little third parties you didn't care about. And they've been running a lot of sales lately. Well, their downloadable software sales have dropped 25% since last year.
Oh, so really?
This statement says, download-only software, which is they're talking about first-party, and then Switch Online membership sold well. The sales of downloadable versions of packaged software declined, leading to digital sales of 75.9 billion yen, a decrease of 24.9% year-over-year. So, you know, with a drop like that, that makes sense. Like, I was seeing a lot of stuff being put on sale on there. They're trying to get people more engaged to make purchases. And it's like, it's about time. Like, they could have been doing that before. Like, Sony and Microsoft have been doing that forever with deals, right?
Yeah.
Sony's always, and Steam is the king of that to get people in there. And then, you know, maybe you'll buy some more full price stuff or whatever. You'll be more, oh, if I'm having a value here, I could make this purchase and get these other two games maybe for $5 or $10. But Nintendo wasn't doing that. They were selling their stuff full price, package price, right, on there for the longest time. And now this year they finally caught on because their sales are dropping that they should do that.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on here that's in? Because that was super fucking interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fact that those sales are just down. Because then, what's everybody talking about today? Oh, 89 million sold, 89 million sold. It sold more than the PS3 and Xbox. Like, that's all we heard today. They didn't talk about the sales going down, you know? Although that is interesting. Yeah. It sold more than PS3 and Xbox 360. But, yeah. Anything else on here?
No, that's pretty much the summary for this quarter. I mean, if anybody has any questions, I could address it on Sunday if anybody thinks of anything. But yeah, that's all I got out of this.
Not much there. But what we did get out of this report, very interesting, as Richard Bailey would say, you know. All right, man. So I don't. We'll do EA next, but I didn't ask you to do those. But anyway, thank you for that. That was dope. Let me see.
Very informative.
Yeah. No. And people always love those financials, man. You know. Hold on. What is this? Oh no, my notes here are all fucked up.
Uh oh.
What happened here? Oh no, what's going on? Here we go. Found it. All right. Let me put the Chiron here because then Carl's gonna yell at me.
Chiron.
Carlos, good luck with this week, bro. Making up fucking clips. This week sucked. EA. Yeah. It's. I guess it was an earnings call. I believe it was with EA, or investor call. Investor call. OR, not ER. There we go. You imagine that? Like, yo, Tony, you misspelling, you a writer?
Mm-hmm.
You do, you one of the dangers of being a writer, though, you kind of let, you know, whatchamacallit, take over your life, spell check. You know? Because you're like, you know for a fact you're spelling this shit wrong and you don't care because you know it's going to fix it for you automatically, you know? Like, I don't give a fuck. That's close enough. It'll fix it. You know? Mm-hmm. All right. So, I'm getting this off of Daniel Ahmad. So, EA conference call. Here's some of the bullet points that he got. Mass Effect Legendary Edition performed well above expectations. EA was like, whoa. Geez, EA. You mean people like Mass Effect? Good Mass Effect? You're surprised by that? You know? I told
they
you.
Like, man, Mass Effect?
They what? What about Andromeda? No, we don't like that Mass Effect.
But the last Mass Effect didn't do so well.
Yeah. Well, why? Like, how is this one doing better? You know? Well, there's a reason, because they were actually good. Like I said, man, when I was playing the game, specifically the first two games, I'm like, man, they don't make games like this anymore. I'm not talking about Bioware. I'm talking about the industry. I'm like, they don't make games like this anymore. What happened? You know? And then the next point here is EA will continue to invest in Jedi Fallen Order franchise. Let's fucking go. You know,
right.
That's good. Yeah, the game sold a lot, you know, mm-hmm. So that's good to know right there. Battlefield 2042 was the most discussed new game during June. Trailers received 210 million views across all channels. Damn, that's impressive. Sure. All right, next point here. EA also said that 58% of its units sold through PlayStation and Xbox in the past 12 months were via digital download, compared to 52% during the prior 12-month period. Chris, didn't the Sony financials say like 70% of their sales were digital? I remember reading that somewhere.
Like, I believe so.
Yeah, it was like, think about that. 70% of PlayStation games are digital now, you know? It's funny. He literally just said this right here. He goes, for reference, Sony confirmed today that 63% of all PlayStation games sold in the past 12 months were via digital. So, yeah, pretty crazy. EA also said that they have plans to bring... I'm mad right now, man.
Uh-oh. I'm mad.
Brian, get in here, man.
You rang?
EA is bringing back one of those franchises that they have every year. They keep talking about, oh, it's coming back. It comes every year. And you keep buying these games.
It's not Burnout, because...
No, but you're in the right wheel park.
Are doing another Need for Speed?
Yes.
Wait, when?
This year, apparently.
When this year? Because there's like 3 months left of this year.
Okay, no, you're right. It says they just plan to bring it back. What about Burnout, bro? Yeah, and Brian, they always get you with these Need for Speeds. They're always like, I don't know about this year. They always get you in the end, man.
Well, I didn't buy the last one, Need for Speed Heat.
Oh, good for you.
After Burnout Paradise Remaster, I was like, it's just not Burnout, so what's the point? You know, like, I think just time to, like, just let it die. You know, euthanasia, just like, now you have to go.
Brian, I think I have an ulcer just reading the next line. Okay, this would probably include the Need for Speed mobile game, which is in development at 10 cents.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Gotcha.
Right?
That's insulting on so many levels. Like, it's so insulting. Like, a Need for Speed game instead of a Burnout game. A Need for Speed game that's on mobile and made by Tencent. It's like, dear God, EA, you suck.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, just moving on here. Nothing to share on Dead Space today, all right? Other than the response from fans was positive.
Okay.
Not so much on here.
People were, people were like, yay, Dead Space! Who gives a shit about the company that made them? Fuck those guys. We got Dead Space.
All right.
Wasn't the Dead Space guys making a new game as well?
Yes, a spiritual successor to Dead Space, because EA was not interested in making any more Dead Space games. So the guy goes and makes his own fucking company and makes essentially a game in the same sort of vein as Dead Space.
I've heard that story before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Bloodstained, excellent game, man. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then EA is talking about, we're going to add shit to it.
Oh.
Basically the existence of Devil May Cry story was very similar to this, where the creator of Devil May Cry was like, okay, I'm leaving Capcom. Capcom's like, wait, where are you going? What do we need to do to keep you here? And he's like, let me make Devil May Cry 5. And he's like, okay. And then made Devil May Cry 5, and it's a fucking successful game.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that story.
Yeah, so it's funny that if he had left, he probably would have made, you know, a spiritual successor to Devil May Cry, Devil May Cry game. But it's like,
yeah, Demon May Whale or something. I don't know.
It's always very similar, like Mighty Number 9 or some shit. Right?
Yeah, oh God, we're not talking about that game.
Or you know, how Konami they're not really doing anything with the Suikoden franchise, and the people who, you know, the team behind Suikoden started their own Suikoden game called Ayuden Chronicle.
Oh, really? Oh, that's what Ayuden is? Okay.
Yeah, that game.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. It looked exactly like Suikoden 2. Like, that's what Suikoden should have been. And Konami's like over here, okay, when is Suikoden 6 going to happen? You know Konami. Konami ain't really doing shit right now.
That fucking Contra mobile game they just released.
They didn't just release that, by the way. That thing is old as fuck.
So it just came out in America. That's what it is, isn't it?
It just came out in America. Well, I mean, there was a lot of specific issues having to do with where that game was developed.
Uh-oh.
It was developed in China. So, you know.
The thing about that,
whatever they did to it was obviously not a problem anymore. So, there you go. So it's not a new game. It's been out for years.
Thank you for telling me that. I had no idea.
It was out before I started development on Contra Rogue Core.
Ah, okay.
And even at the time, I was like saying, but you guys already have a Contra game. Can't you just take that one and just make it for consoles? And they're like, no, we're doing a new one. All right.
Wait, is Back for Blood? The people that made Back for Blood. First of all, does anybody know if Left 4 Dead? Who owns Left 4 Dead? What is
Valve?
But Valve doesn't want to make any more Left 4 Dead games. So the guys that made Left 4 Dead went and made their own company to essentially make Left 4 Dead because they wanted to keep making them.
Mm. So that is basically yet another example of, you know, the team leaving the company that owns their shit.
I mean, the guys who made Portal also left years ago because they weren't going to make, after Portal 2, they all left. So what happened is and then what they did is they made a game called Quantum Conundrum.
I remember that. I think I reviewed it for RCF and Play.
That was the Portal people. Yeah. So
here's the thing. So in regards to, I always forget whatever the name of the game that the Dead Space people are making. I'm looking forward to that, but I am glad, hopefully, obviously, that the remake for Dead Space is, you know, as good as, you know, you would expect the remake to be. But I'm just going to say right now, I'm happy that regardless, even though the spiritual successor to Dead Space is probably going to be what I want it to be, I'm glad that Dead Space is back.
And I'm worried they're going to ruin Dead Space.
Man. I think so, too. I think they're going to ruin it.
I am worried, too, but... I guess I'm just like hoping for the best.
Yeah, because my thing is, like, Dead Space, and Rico, I don't say this about many games. Dead Space is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Nothing needs to be there. Only thing you need to do is just fix up the graphics a little. You know, give them high resolution. The game is absolutely perfect. You add or take away from it, it's going to take away from the perfection. So that's my worry, you know?
I would say that I, in regards to gameplay, I prefer Dead Space 2. I think it's a little more smoother and cleaned up than Dead Space 1. I remember in Dead Space 1, a few of the zero gravity sections in Dead Space 1 were they were a little janky, but Dead Space 2's zero gravity was like they perfected it there. Yeah. So if they were to change anything, they just made it feel like Dead Space 2. That would be the only acceptable change that I would accept. But
I could agree with that, because Dead Space 2 did play better, but like. Because the only thing would, like
everything Dead Space 1 did, I agree with you. It's you motherfuckers better not touch that.
You know, to me, it's like you know, you have Terminator 2, perfect movie, and then you decide let's add a subplot in there. Like, wait, what? No, don't do that. You know, all right, man.
No,
yeah, no. just like those extended scenes, I'm like, no, yeah, get rid of that. You know, with Kyle Reese showing up, like, yeah, you didn't need that shit. All right, more stuff, you know, here. Happen?
Well, I mean, the Kyle Reese stuff in Terminator 2 was only like, you know, like they had that other version of it where you could turn on all the missing scenes, but officially, if they cut them out, you don't really need them. You know, yeah. it doesn't help or hinder. It doesn't hinder the film either.
Yeah, it kind of does. And then the happy ending. It's like, all right, bro.
Well, that was the original ending.
Yeah. Okay, more stuff here. EA also plans to. EA also plans to on expanding its mobile capabilities and offerings. It says Glue plus Metalhead plus Playdemic plus Codemasters to enhance core sports games, casual sports games, and general casual games lineup. So see a large opportunity for growth in mobile. All right, bro.
Oh, you're just going to bring Madden to the phones?
Yeah, basically.
Phone Madden. Phone foot.
Phone soccer. All right. EA says that Respawn's contribution through Apex Legends has totaled nearly $2 billion in 2 years. All right. In aggregate, the company has seen strong engagement across gaming over the past year, even with opening up because of its focus on experience plus social elements network. All right. Whatever the fuck that means. So I guess EA's doing well for itself, except they're not giving us no burnout. These motherfuckers. And EA, we'll see. We got some more Star Wars, so that's good. All right, moving on here. What do we got?
I haven't brought an EA game in who knows how long. I don't remember the last EA game I played.
There was a time, and this happened on Throwdown, where we were asked what is our favorite current gaming company, and I unironically said EA. Because at that time, they were coming out with BioWare. You know, they had BioWare under their wings. They had fucking, you know, Burnout wasn't there, unfortunately, at that time. But yeah, they had Dragon Age, they had Mass Effect, Dead Space. You know, so I'm like, yeah, EA's the shit. And look what happened, you know? So, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, they're making money, I guess.
They're making the money, you know?
here's the phase of things. When they start going, when things start not working out, that's when they peep the fans. That's when they start announcing a Dead Space. That's when they start announcing the rollback on Mass Effect. When they want to really make some fucking money, as opposed to just playing around.
Right. All right. Next up, what do we got? Oh, Riku, thank you for bringing this to my attention. Got to talk about Final Fantasy Pixel Remake.
What'd they do?
Okay, so the games were finally released, I believe, last week, and they have been getting review bombed. My fans were very upset, review bombed on Steam, very upset because they're not on consoles. So, Riku, tell us what you think about all this, man.
So, yeah, I tweeted this a couple days ago when I saw this article that the vocal minority, like always, they're screaming about the fact that these Final Fantasy Pixel remasters are not launching on anything but Steam currently right now. And when the game came out, they decided to go ahead
I'm assuming it's probably on Metacritic because I don't know where else you fans could review bomb and have it.
Steam,
you know, Steam, you could review bomb on Steam.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yes, yeah, Steam. So Steam and it's most likely a Steam. It's
probably Steam. Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard that in regards to them, you know how when you write a review on Steam, you got to say something in there. I heard what they've been writing inside there is just basically, either this isn't on my preferred platform or put it on my preferred platform.
Wow.
And it's really been messing with its score. So it's just like, come on, people. Obviously, there's a better way you can go about telling Square to do those type of things. This isn't the fucking way.
Yeah, no, that's really dumb. And like you said, it's like companies kind of depend on good scores to keep things on. Obviously, Square Enix is in a fine position. It's okay, but but at the same time, you know how they're going to take this. They're going to take this the wrong way. They're going to be like, "Oh, I guess nobody wanted these Final Fantasy games." That's how they're going to take it. You know,
either that or it's a slippery slope in regards to allowing people to review bomb something for such a stupid reason.
Yeah,
because obviously, like you said, Square isn't the type of company that would be affected by review scores or anything like that, but you know, another company, that could be the end of them right there because of some stupid shit like this, you know?
No, you're right. Like, what if it's like an indie company that decided we're only going to release this game on Xbox and PC, and then some fucking ponies get in there, it's not on my platform, you know?
That has definitely been happening, and that has definitely been happening as of late in regards to indies. Indies have been making their way to PlayStation last. Like, I know Among Us still isn't on PlayStation, but it's coming like in like a month or something. But the fact that literally every other platform has Among Us except for PlayStation is odd. And then I know Hades is on its way, and every other platform has had Hades for like, you know, they're basically getting all of the sloppy, not even sloppy seconds, to sloppy last, you know? And it's like, I could see some of these, you know, people doing something like this in regards to whatever the next big indie game is that doesn't come to PlayStation.
Yeah, first. Like, you know, hope this doesn't happen to The Ascent, because that's only on Xbox and PC right now. And it's funny, because I was talking about The Ascent the other day, and half the questions were like, is it coming to PlayStation?
Mm-hmm, see?
So, yeah. No, that shit is fucked up. But, you know, speaking about Final Fantasy, bro, those prices are ridiculous, man. Like, their prices range individually per game. They range between $11.99 and $17.99. Like, were you fucking kidding me? Really? You know?
Like, so, in regards to the Pixel Remaster, right?
Yeah.
So they obviously remastered the pixels, right?
Yeah.
I heard that the music that is within those games are redone. So that's nice. And I've actually, people are saying in regards to the rearranged music that come in these versions, they are good to go. They're saying that these are good rearranged songs. So that's good that they went out of the way to do that. And I think in regards to, like, some people were saying in regards to the text that's in there, that's well done and whatnot. So at least in regards to,
some people were complaining about the font. Like, they've been like doing mods to fix the you know, the fonts. They don't like them. My thing is, you know, Enrico, this is something we talked about off air, right? I am so upset that they didn't give us the graphics of the PSP remasters. Those are fantastic. If you guys don't know, so they remade Final Fantasy 1, 2, and 4 in like pixel style, right? But you know, beyond, even way better than this, way better looking. And this is from 10 years ago, right? So I was hoping, like, when they showed this at the Square Enix E3 event, I lost my you hear it on the stream. I'm like, it's happening. You know, I thought it was going to be the PSP ones, just, you know, in like, you know, 1080p. I'm like, oh, here we fucking go. I've been waiting for this. But all six games in that style, right? Then we get this instead. So I'm upset about that. But the thing is, I also can't hate too much on the new the updated pixels. They look good. They're just not what I wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They definitely look better than the ones that were currently on Steam. The mobile.
Oh, those are those are fucking trash. Yeah, absolute fucking trash.
Mobile. So we'll definitely take what we're getting now over that. You know, so we're not sitting here, you know, mad at the fact that this exists, because
no,
it was a lot worse. You know, we're just saying that it could be better. You know,
yeah, it could
definitely
better.
Be worse because we've had worse, but it could have been better because we've had better as well. You know, so yeah.
And I think the pricing is too much, like 74 on Steam. At least there's a discount, $74. I'm like, bro, chill. Like, this shit should be like $30 tops. You know, for all the games.
I could understand if they actually did made it look the way we wanted it to, and they threw that price on it. I'd be like, man, take my motherfucking money. Give me all these.
Ah, yeah, you're right. But I'll be buying them motherfuckers right now, son. You know.
Yeah. This is odd, you know, but I have faith that eventually these will come to other platforms.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say when it calms down, you know, like everything, prices will drop and whatnot. I would say by the time it comes to let's say PlayStation, for example, it'll be worth $59.99 for all of them to be packaged within there, yeah. And sent.
But Riku, you better not touch these fucking games until you finish 10, man. I'm telling you right now, like, bro. Yeah, I'm going to be on that, like, ass.
I'm over here like, all right, time to play Final Fantasy
no,
10.
No,
the collection comes up. All right, guys, we're starting over. Back to Final Fantasy 1.
I'm already imagining in my head, like Riku, I just envision you, and this is anime style, right? You know, you pull out like your Steam Deck, you know, getting ready to play shit, and then like the camera's low, right? And then you see me behind you with my arms crossed, and like you see like, you know, electricity shooting up, and like, Riku, what are you playing? Now, is you that know, Final Fantasy X? You know,
I'm interested when it does come to PlayStation. I'm wondering. What are they going to do for their trophies? Is it going to have one platinum, or is it going to have six?
Yeah, because they're sold individually. I don't know.
That's true. They are sold individually.
Listen, I think if they were smart, bro, they were smart, they would just package them in, you know, for PlayStation. They're not going to do that. I think they're going to sell them individually because they can make more money that way, you know?
They could definitely, like I said, I would assume that by the time we get it, the prices will drop to the point where they could put it all in one bundle for $59.99.
Yeah,
you know, $9 for each of them. You know, $10, six games sounds fair.
Yeah, but I'll just wait for the inevitable Steam sale, because there's Square Enix sales all the time. So I'll wait for that probably at the end of the year. You know,
yeah,
I'm gonna get them. I'm gonna get this Final Fantasy. I have no choice. It's just, you're right. I could have been better. You know.
Yeah, the fans, y'all need to stop that. This is fucking ridiculous, and this does not need to be.
Yeah, stop review bombing, man.
Yeah, review bombing is stupid.
Dumb shit. All right, man. You know what? Since we're actually doing kind of good on time, I'm going to skip the Activision shit. I just don't want to talk about Activision, you know? I really don't. So let's finish up with games we've been playing. Riku, you're the guest, man. What games have you been playing lately? What platinums have you gotten lately?
Well, damn, let me pull up the trophy collection real quick. We need to have
what platinums have you got lately? Yeah.
I actually haven't gotten any platinums as of late.
Oh, sorry, Rick, real quick. Microsoft didn't release financials, bro, as far as I know, so we would have had those for you, but we didn't see them. So, sorry about that. Anyway, Riku, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Last platinum I got was Returnal. That probably was the reason why I haven't gotten any platinums as of late. By the time I got that Returnal platinum, your boy was burnt out. You know, so I was just either playing stuff, watching anime, reading manga, doing my thing. The games I have been playing, though, because it's not like I haven't been playing anything. I just haven't been platinuming anything. I was playing Tales of Vesperia. That was a fun one.
Oh, shit. And you went back to it.
Yeah. I was trying to finish Tales of Vesperia and then hop over to Tales of Berseria.
Yeah.
In time for Tales of Arise, but that shit ain't happening. I think we're only like a month away from Tales of Arise, and I'm still in Tales of Vesperia.
Shit. Like,
I'm not going to make it in regards to what I wanted to do. I'm probably going to be able to finish Vesperia, but not platinum it, and I'm definitely not going to be able to get to Berseria in time. So I'm just going to have to get to those after Arise, because I want to be there day one for Arise. So I was playing Vesperia. Yeah, Vesperia's, they were right. It's a slow burn, but it got better. It's fun. And as I was playing that, Samurai Warriors 5 came out. And that was playing, so I hopped over to that. Was playing that. It's a good one. Not the best of the Samurai Warriors games, but it is one of the better ones. Focuses more on the Nobunaga side of stuff instead of the entirety of the Sengoku era. So they're trying to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Focus on a specific point in time. So newer characters that really haven't been focused on are in there, but it has its ups and downs. So I've been playing that. And I've also been playing Overcooked on the side with some of my friends. That's a very wholesome game.
I was going to ask, what is that, Overcooked?
Overcooked is basically like this little top-down game where you're in a kitchen with like four other players, and your duty is to basically make specific meals and serve it in time. And the stages, they have like a shit ton of stages that will do hectic things, like earthquakes will happen and fires will break out. So it's like, on paper it sounds stupid and not like a fun time, but when you actually get in there and play it, it's like, well, this is pretty fun. You can see yourself playing this with like family over and whatnot. It's a very good local multiplayer game, and I usually at least try to have at least one or two local multiplayer games on my console, because you know when family comes in, like, hey, what games can we play together? And I'm sitting here like, nothing? Get the fuck out!
You know? So
Overcooked is that game for when, you know, family members come over and they're like, what can we play together? I'm like, alright, well, turn on Overcooked, because, you know, that's the game. It's an easy learning curve and all that stuff, so I was thinking about getting the Platinum on that too, because me and my friends, we knocked out all of the multiplayer trophies, so I could just get the single player ones when I feel like it and whatnot.
Yeah, man. You did the hard stuff, because again, those servers, one day they're going to be gone, you know, so you ain't getting them trophies.
Yeah, so to knock that out real quick. But just those three. Back for Blood beta came out, so we'll try that later.
So that's all right. Cool. Good stuff. Manny, have you played anything?
Well, I mean, my gaming is sort of in a stalemate at this point in time. I'm still sort of playing Near Replicant. Like I said, I kind of wanted to continue to play it while on stream. So the next time I actually get to play the game will be the next time I actually stream.
Good stuff. All right, Brett, what have you been playing lately?
I've been playing Dead Cells,
which
is pretty awesome. I have been playing Pillars of Eternity, which is an awesome classic Baldur's Gate style RPG. It was clearly made with love. And as with all good RPGs, it's frustratingly awkward at sometimes. There's not voice acting when you would expect it. You can tell it's a little low budget, and it's fucking awesome. If you're like a true old hyper nerd, this is a really good game. It's broken in all the right ways that make you feel nostalgic. And I'm about to start Greedfall.
Oh, Greedfall's a good game, man.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're playing classic BioWare, man.
Totally. Dude, I'm telling you, like, I've been jamming off on this Game Pass shit.
Yeah, you've been going off, man. All right, as for myself, Brett, I believe you played this game too, The Ascent.
I've been playing that and Back for Blood. I mean, I'm all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, you're a real Game Pass aficionado. That's how you're supposed to use the service, right? You're supposed to bounce back and forth.
There's so much free time. I'm going to play Ori next, Ori and the Blind Forest.
Ooh, nice. Riku, what did you say? A gaming connoisseur?
He's the new gaming connoisseur.
He is, man. You know, he doesn't eat. He just, you know, nibbles. He samples, you know?
Yeah, I've made significant progress into all these games. That's the weird thing, man. Like, for kind of being one of the less hardcore gamers over the last few years, like, I don't know, man. I've been picking up lately. So, and now there's just no fucking games. And so I dove into Game Pass. I'm like, damn, man, there's like a shitload of games in here I should have played as a gamer, like Ori and the Blind Forest. There's no excuse for me not having played that except for time and money.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now the money's where it's gone. Fantastic. Both of them great.
All you can eat buffet of gaming?
Oh yeah. Well, and then I got to play Dragon's Quest, Tony. And then I got to play Nier Automata, Manny.
Brett's everywhere.
Go.
There you go, man. Brett's and then locked into the
matrix. Still have Yakuza to finish.
Ooh, let's go.
And Brett, you gotta tell me when you finish Dead Cells, man, because I beat that game, but I couldn't platinum it. That game frustrated the shit out of me.
Oh god, yeah, man. It's I put like a good 6 hours into my first run, and like I made some headway, bashed my head against the wall, but then I got super fucking far and died. I'm like, oh no, fuck this noise.
That was like being Returnal, you know.
Yeah, like, no, it's the same shit. I get to the last guy and I got, okay, the game gave me some pocket lint. I got a paperclip. I'm going to put that down here and try my fucking go.
Yeah, no, when it comes to those fucking type of games, the game gives me the worst things possible. You know, like the shittiest weapons, the every malfunction under the sun. I'm like, bro, okay, you're fucking with me right now.
Here's the thing, Tony. It's a roguelike Metroidvania.
Yeah, no, I understand. I like the graphics and all that, but it's like I'm not dealing with these fucking roguelikes. After Returnal, I'm really never playing any roguelikes again. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, know? I mean, that's the worst of the bunch. That Returnal's just fucking mean.
It is. That's a great way of putting it. It's mean. Dude, it doesn't like you, you know?
Dude, Dark Souls is a stern 1950s dad.
Yes.
Returnal is an abusive alcoholic mother.
Here's the thing about like Dark Souls, right? It hurts you, but it wants you to get better. It wants you to get good, you know? Returnal's like, fuck you. That literally said, fuck you, you know?
I mean, I couldn't get past the first stage. I mean, mostly because it glitched. The game was unplayable, but, you know, other reasons maybe too.
Man. Oh, man. No. Well,
Dark Souls is the drill sergeant, and then Returnal is like you being locked in Buffalo Bill's basement.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
shit. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah. So I've been playing Ascent. I'm picking my way through it. I have mixed feelings with this game because I love the graphics. I love the aesthetics. It's cyberpunk out the ass. Love that shit. But then it's all the other stuff. Like, I'm really bothered by the fact that the map is terrible. And I went on Twitter. I'm like, yo, is the map? Brett, I was like, am I the only one? I was not the only one. Everybody's like, this map is trash. You can't get around easily, you know? And I'm also not the biggest fan. Here's the thing. I never had a problem with, like, isometric games until last gen. Then it started bugging the fuck out of me. So that view is kind of, like, messing with me and shit.
I made a bunch of really cheap ones last gen.
I think that's what it is, man. Like, because I grew up with fucking games like that, you know? But now I'm like, ah, this is, you know, Brett, I think you nailed it. When I see that view, the first thing I think, cheap and low budget. That first thing I think. You know?
You know why, right? Because there was a whole bunch of games that jumped on the Diablo bandwagon when it was such a success. Oh,
my God. You're right about that. But that is always my first thought. I'm like, this is some cheap bullshit, you know?
Yeah, but then remember, Diablo exists too. So yeah. Most of the time, you're right. Every once in a while, you'll get a Diablo. But most of the time, honestly, no, not.
Yeah.
It's cheap enough.
RPGs were isometric back in the day,
they
man.
Were. Yeah. But here's the thing. When I play those games now, they're fine. But here's the thing. Old games always get grandfathered in. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that I will not tolerate in a modern game, I'll perfectly tolerate in an old one. That shit just gets grandfathered in, you know? But, again, it didn't bother me until last gen, you know? So, yeah, and I think, Brett, I think you're right. It's just all these fucking Diablo clones, shitty Diablo clones, you know? And I don't even like Diablo like that. That's the other thing, you know? But I'll probably keep playing because, again, I love the world. The world looks so fucking good in the Ascent. You know, I'm like, well, I wish Cyberpunk looked like this. This is crazy right now, you know? I feel like there was another game I was playing. But, yeah, that's the main one I could remember. I think I talked about Death's Door, right, a couple weeks ago. I played that. That was a good game.
The crow or penguin game? Yeah.
That's an isometric game that doesn't look cheap, you know?
Have you thought about playing Shadowrun, Tony?
No.
Play the original Shadowrun. Yeah. Don't play that whack-ass new one.
I hear that they added a bunch of stuff, and it wasn't, you know, it's kind of a No Man's Sky thing, but it really doesn't matter the people coming in like this late. But yeah, by the old Shadowruns, does anybody know if the newer Shadowruns ever got good in the chat?
Yeah, if you guys if you guys in the chat,
Adam used to be a pretty big Shadowrun fan, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was too.
I think he wasn't too happy about that last one.
No, he shouldn't have been. I think the outcry was big enough that they may have gone back and fixed it. I may be thinking about another game, though.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing. Let's see. Brian, what you've been playing lately?
The usual two games, because I just
not been able to get out of them. Blue Dangerous and Iceborne. Yeah,
right, there you go, my man.
Yeah. For those of you wondering, I finally got off my ass and decided to unlock Safijiva. So yes, the Empress quest is... Tony, have you guys fought against Safijiva yet?
Have we, Chris? Carlos?
No, I don't think we got
that. Yeah, I don't think we got that. Brian fucking lapped us, man. He came in last and shit, and he just lapped the fuck out of us. You know?
Yo, because the Safijiva... Remember I was telling you, Tony, the Safijiva weapons are the best in the game. They're the best, man.
Yeah.
They are pretty damn good.
But we have to go through all this bullshit to unlock it. Maybe we got to just ride with Brian one day, man.
We just go, Brian, you're way ahead of us, man.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can like unlock it in like a day. Because if you guys unlock the Guiding Lands, then yeah, it's just like a day.
Yeah, we got the Guiding Lands, yeah. But
three or four more quests and that's it.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know what the quest is right now. It's like, do we get quests right now? What are we doing here? It was like some collecting.
I know,
shit
we watched the credits and then we kind of went, we saved America.
Yeah, we're like, we're done here. We saved America, let's go home. You know?
So, yeah, just been grinding out Safijiva, making that just my bitch and just learning some cool tactics. And yeah, it's actually a really fun fight.
Nice.
Like, by far, one of the most fun fights in Monster Hunter, in my opinion. It's like the only one, well, one of the only ones that I care to actually do. Like, okay, cool, Safijiva, it's fun. Let's go. And in Elite Dangerous, I'm finishing up my round trip. So I'm heading back and going to cash in all my exploration data. So back in April, I set off into the black of space just to explore and just get some data, and now I'm heading back to cash in that data, and hopefully I should get it done by the end of this show if I'm lucky.
Oh shit, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris, what you been playing lately?
Oh man, I haven't played Jack.
Uh-oh.
I should say, like Brian, I played my two favorite things, Jack and shit. I haven't done anything. I just been working, man. So yeah, I haven't had time to play anything.
Ugh.
You're like, I want to play something.
That's the part of the reason why I have my game area in the other room, because I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
My desk all the damn time.
Oh, man. All right. If he's here, Carlos, man. I think he's muted. Oh, wait, there you are. You probably haven't been playing shit, have you?
Nah, man. I haven't played anything. I've been busy this whole week, but, hopefully, if things still going as planned, maybe tomorrow we can play.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yes. Okay, so
you gonna play Halo? Which one? Halo 4?
4, yeah.
What do you? Okay, there you go.
So yeah, we'll see about that one. So yeah, Carlos,
I thought you were playing Halo Reach. Halo.
No,
Reach.
No. We're going down the line. Halo Reach will be the last one I play.
Okay.
You know. All right, so Carlos, I'll be dependent on you if you're ready. You know. But I think if we don't get to it this weekend, we should probably maybe starting Monday, because I have a feeling this game may take us 3 days, but we'll see.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And I think that's that for Throwdown people. All right, Manny, what you got to plug?
Well, you're going to keep on plugging this until the next thing comes out, I guess, right?
Yes.
Skybound X number 4 came out this month. With a sequence that was mostly drawn by myself, and with Kari Randolph, and I colored the whole thing, and that's out right now. There's also all kinds of other fun stuff here. There's a Rick Grimes story, and then there's a couple of other ones in here. So be sure to check that one out.
Curl.
Was that?
Drop that in the chat for me.
Drop that in the chat for you. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I could send you one. Because I got lots. I did try to give one away on the show, but none of y'all wanted it, apparently.
Send it to Riku, man. Send it to Riku.
I'll send it to Riku.
You can sign it, too. Let's go.
I'll sign that shit, too.
I'll cherish it.
all good. That's what's going on in the streets. Obviously, got stuff coming through Marvel, got a big thing coming through DC coming up really soon. Ooh. By the way, if you guys saw the recent announcement for the Avengers game, There was a little trailer with a motion comic on there. I actually did work on that too. So if you wanted to check that out, there, that's the Okoye story. You know, the sort of, you know, how Black Panther became Black Panther, the Black Panther in the Marvel's Avengers game.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that big DLC that's coming up. So yeah, keep an eye out on those things because there's still a lot of stuff coming with that. So good stuff.
Good stuff. And also this Saturday over on the Coalition, me, Chris, Carlos, Dana, Richard, and maybe some other people will be doing a spoiler. Maybe Manny and Brett, who knows, if you guys want to join. You know, well, we're going to be doing a spoiler cast for the Suicide Squad.
Is that Sunday?
Saturday.
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 Oh, I'm going to see it at 6, so no, I'm probably going to
miss. Oh, never mind then. But so yeah, so I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'll see it before this the podcast. Mm-hmm. So people like the movie, so that's a good sign, you know.
So it's the good version of a James James Gunn movie, as opposed to the bad one that
the original the was trying
Suicide
to be.
One was trying to be.
Yeah. So I don't know when it's going to. I just know we're going to record it Saturday, so it'll be up this weekend. You know, so it'll be very interesting. You know, and yeah, that's going to do it for Throwdown, baby. So make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter and join the Discord where it is always popping. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown Show, and you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. If you're watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed what you saw or heard, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight is joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
It's been real.
Brian Manjoma.
Yeah, Andrew and Chris, you done fucked up. New Yorkers know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. All right. And Riku-san.
Peace out, people.
All right, people. See you on Sunday. Later.
Later.
Peace.